Coming to you from the ancestral territory of the Anishinaabe and the area inhabited by the Haudenosaunee and the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation, this is Earth Matters. I'm your host, Lawson Hunter. Earth Matters examines the impacts we have on the environment and the natural world around us, seeking solutions, reporting on news and events, presenting positive alternatives, and highlighting the steps others are taking. We hope to inspire you to join the many others who are working to preserve and protect a healthy planet. I am speaking with Jennifer Babin-Fenske, coordinator for EarthCare Sudbury. And EarthCare Sudbury is a unique partnership between the City of Greater Sudbury with over 150 community agencies, organizations, and businesses, and hundreds of residents. Welcome to Earth Matters, Jennifer, and tell us what EarthCare Sudbury does.
Thank you for having me. So EarthCare Sudbury is the sustainability program at the city. And as you mentioned, it's relatively unique in that it's looking both inwardly for our corporate operations, but also outward to the community. And we communicate with the community and our partners to see how we can collectively help our community become greener, cleaner, healthier, and more sustainable.
All right. And when did EarthCare Sudbury start?
It started around in 2000, and it had about 75 partners when it started, and it included things like school boards, universities, nonprofit organizations, our large mining companies, who have been huge supporters since the beginning as well. So there's lots of variety in the partnerships. Mm-hmm. And then we developed the first EarthCare Action Plan, which is the city sustainability plan, in 2003. We have renewed that in 2010, and from it we have lots of recommendations for the city, for the partners, and for the community itself.
One of the reasons I was attracted to EarthCare Sudbury is because of that collaboration effort. A lot of municipalities and states and provinces and countries tend to try from a top-down approach with regulations or cap and trade, mm-hmm. or carbon tax or what have you. But this municipality working in conjunction with, as you say, even the big mining companies close to Sudbury, is again a bit unique. And tell me how that works, because I think that's a goal that a lot of entities try to attain, but they're just not sure how to incorporate the community and the municipality and local business. So let's dig into a little bit of the mechanics.
Yeah. So having a position like mine, like the coordinator position, a position on staff that can go out and talk to the businesses. And when we sit down with businesses or organizations, we say, we have a little declaration that helps, you know, say that they're interested. And we say, We don't want to shame anyone in what they're not doing. We want to celebrate what they are doing, so we can showcase, you know, if this mom and pop shop has changed all their lighting to LED lighting and they've saved on energy, we can showcase that. If this large mining company is, like, for example, they're planting the milkweed to help with monarchs, so that's something they might not talk about, but we can showcase, hey, look at what they're doing to help with local biodiversity. So we sit down and talk about what their goals are, what their challenges are. And it really takes talking and finding the champion, because not all businesses are going to have that person on staff that, you know, is interested in the environment. But I'm sure it was more of an uphill battle back in 2003, but now we find it's much easier, because there are a lot more people interested, wanting to know what they can do. A lot more companies have some sort of sustainability goal or mandate. So it's easier to kind of tap into, the staff and say, okay, who's your champion in here? Who's the one that I can talk to when we want to see what you're doing and what barriers you might come across?
Right, right. Now, when you say you showcase or you want to showcase what entities are doing, is it mm-hmm. online? Is it through a newspaper article? How your website? Mm-hmm. How do you showcase what people are doing?
Well, there's various ways. We do have a Facebook site, and sometimes we'll have a little shout-out. If someone lets us know something they're doing, we'll have a shout-out. We have an annual magazine called the Green Living Magazine. Within that, we can have a few articles about a topic, and we can say, here are some companies that are working on this, or showcase it that way. We have in our local newspaper something called Ask an Earth Care Expert, and it's a column. It's not every month. It's only maybe a few times a year that there might be a question that comes in, and we'll call out to our partners, and they might help with some advice on, if someone has a question about the environment. So I guess there's a number of ways that
Okay, so that's interesting that you don't feel that you have all the answers, that if mm-hmm. somebody contacts you and says, well, tell me more about milkweed and monarchs, then mm-hmm. you're not going to say, well, this is what happens. You refer them to, say, somebody at the university or a mm-hmm. local environmental group. That sounds mm-hmm. great.
Yeah, and that's the thing. No one person has all the answers, and I do want to make sure I can celebrate some of the experts in the community and help bring people together. A lot of it's about networking because, for example, we have community gardens, and sometimes they're looking for funding or looking for something, and there's networking that can happen, and then we have local businesses that are willing to donate. And one interesting example is a local cement business has donated some of their round cement structures that are really just waste for them, but they made very interesting garden plots for mm-hmm. the community garden.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that networking can make some very interesting partnerships.
Now, were you involved at the very beginning, or are you one in the line of coordinators?
Yeah, I wasn't around. I've been here about 7 years.
Mm-hmm. So Sudbury has a worldwide reputation as an environmental disaster because of the mining and the slag being poured. Tell us how you combat that image and what's been done since, the 70s.
Yeah. Well, thanks. It actually now is becoming world renowned for the environmental recovery. And we have received international awards for the regreening program, for example. So in the late 1800s, early 1900s, yes, we had a lot of devastation from the mining activity, pollution. It was considered, it was black rock. It was barren. It is actually still barren in some areas because of the sulfur dioxide and pollution from the mining activities. So over 40 years ago, the mining companies recognized what an issue it was. Our city recognized what an issue it was. And they came together to create the regreening program. And so for 40 years, we have planted millions of trees. Every year, we have a liming and tree planting program. And as well as protecting and recovering the lakes as well. And so with that, we are becoming well-renowned on how to recover from such devastation. So we do have communications with countries and companies in Russia, for example, on how they can now recover from their mining or pollution landscapes, polluted landscapes. So with that kind of momentum, the city and the mining companies have worked very closely together over the past few decades to say, what more can we do to show our commitment to helping our natural environment recover and reduce that footprint we have made on the landscape. And literally you can see from satellite images the footprint that's there from the mining activities.
Mm-hmm.
So with EarthCare, again, we already had this momentum of the big mining companies, the city, and a lot of community members coming together to say, let's do more, and what can we do to celebrate our successes and continue with this forward motion of environmentalism and natural environment protection and showing what our community can do.
All right. So that's part of the goals of EarthCare Sudbury. What are some of the other goals and targets? What have you got in mind? That's getting away from the past. What are you looking ahead to achieve?
Well, we do have about 9 topics. So we do cover, you know, energy, food, natural environment, waste, air, and so with each topic we have various goals. And it's funny when we first started with some of the data, it was pre-amalgamation, and Sudbury became the city of Greater Sudbury and amalgamated with a number of surrounding communities. So we are now in the process of making a new energy and greenhouse gas emission baseline, so then we can start with new goals in terms of energy and emissions. Mm-hmm. But with the other topics, we're working towards those goals that don't have that kind of baseline data that we would need. So, for example, we have a great recycling and household compost system in the city. We have brownfields plans, so trying to make sure that if there's plots of land that are considered brownfields, how can we recover those? We have working with our partners on keeping our air cleaner, and working with it's things like the street sweeping companies, for example. We do have a clean air group, Clean Air Sudbury, and one of their projects, a few years ago, is recognizing that the street sweeping was creating some air pollution as they were raising up the dust and finding solutions by, wetting it down first and things like that. So we have a strong environmental environmental awareness in the city with lots of different nonprofit groups that come together. And with EarthCare, again, we kind of say, okay, who's doing what? And we kind of keep that networking going on and helping showcase what the other groups are doing.
So are you acting as a facilitator?
I don't know if it would be considered a facilitator. I try to participate. Yeah.
More of a communications hub.
Well, that's one thing, and there are other things we do. For example, we're working on plans. We're going to be working on our climate change adaptation plan. We're just finishing up our climate change mitigation plan. We helped with one of the local groups had a food strategy, so we helped with that. So there's some of the bigger plans that we as in the city, but EarthCare works on as well. So it's a lot of outreach. Education and outreach is kind of the main thing. So we have the plans, we communicate with local groups, we have various programs for schools, we do the water festival, we're the ones that administer the water festival every year. And in Ontario, that's the Ontario Water Festivals. It's an annual event. So for ours, we have English Day and French Day, and 400 children each day, and celebrating water, learning about taking care of the water and what it does for us. And so there's a lot. We do have a lot of different programs and initiatives that we do.
Now, EarthCare Sudbury is within the municipality, but how does it interact with city staff and counselors?
Right, and so with EarthCare, because with EarthCare Sudbury, it has been going on for for several years, over a decade, and it can transform. So some years it really focuses on the partners. So we do a lot of outreach with the businesses and that. Some years it focuses more on schools, and some years it focuses more internally with staff. But always having a bit of a balance where we still connect with all the spokes of the wheel every year, however we can. So with staff, we, for our municipality, people know to contact EarthCare if they have an environmental question. We try to promote internally things like pen recycling, mug exchanges, so little things that what we try to help businesses do with a green team, for example, we try to do internally as well. In terms of operations, we have within our action plan, it had, one of the recommendations was to hire an energy manager. So several years ago, that did go forward. So there's a lot of things within the action plan that the city staff can turn to say, this is part of the EarthCare action plan. We have the opportunity now to move forward with it, and we would like to, show that we are helping fulfill and implement that plan.
Let's talk about the local action plan. It's available on your website. People can download the PDF. Tell me what it looks like and how it's structured and what different entities can gather from looking at that.
Well, it's divided into the different topics. Like I mentioned, air, energy, food, and things like that. Within each topic, there are some goals, some objectives, and then some actions. So we have actions for the city, so what the city hopes to achieve. We have actions for our partners, through talking to our partners as we developed it. What are some of the things that our community partners said that, yes, that this is something they can work on? And then we have, in some of the cases, we have what the community can do, in their own homes. And again, it's long term, and what it is kind of an umbrella action plan. So out of it, we now have active transportation plans, or we're working on water plans, and working on the climate change plan. So they're not going to replace the EarthCare action plan. That will be renewed soon because, as we're finishing up these climate change ones, to help incorporate all the other plans that are happening underneath.
Now, a lot of municipalities have different plans, transportation plans or mobility plans, etc. And the city can set limits on its own emissions, for example, and it can also point to, for example, the community, you should use water-saving shower heads or low-flow toilets or recycle. You can ask them to do that. But as far as businesses are concerned, and sometimes for the average citizen, are you dictating what they should do? Are you directing them to do certain things? Or is it more of a response they're telling you what they're going to do?
For the development of the plan, it was in partnership with a number of community groups to say so that we had that support to know that there are groups willing to do some of these ideas. But a lot of times, the city's not telling people, oh, you should change all your light bulbs. But what the city can do, and through EarthCare, we can provide some education and outreach about the importance of reducing energy, LED lights or energy efficient lighting. And we work with things like our utilities to help showcase when they have incentives. There's often little incentives that can be found. The city actually does have incentives as well. We have rebates for rain barrels. We have rebates for cloth diapers. So providing incentives is one way that we're helping people make a few changes. The education and outreach is another way. And some municipalities, and this might be something that we look for in the future, there can be new policies, bylaws, land use planning policies. So it really depends on the topic and how serious the impact is. For example, for Sudbury, because of our history with our lakes, we're really trying to protect our lakes. So several years ago, we have a phosphorus bylaw. So that is, there are some cases that yes, a city can kind of enforce some of these things, but we don't want more phosphorus in our lakes to add to blue-green algae issues and things like that. So we have a bylaw about the types of fertilizers you can use, and phosphorus-free types of fertilizers are preferred.
Now, I'm going to give a couple of examples, three actually. Edmonton, the city of Edmonton actually gives a rebate for citizens to put solar panels on their roof. The government actually of Vancouver said all of its transit buses will become electric by a certain date. And cities like Montreal and Toronto were considering plastic bans throughout the city. Is Sudbury considering any of those?
Yes. So our you're actually a few weeks early. We are bringing our energy and emissions plan to council in a few weeks, and at that point we're hoping to go to the public with it, because in it there are a lot of actions. We are one of the communities that declared a climate emergency, and in that declaration we are aiming to be net zero by 2050. So with this action plan, there's going to be a lot of recommendations, and you know, similar to what you're talking about, you know, electrification of vehicles, both city vehicles and personal vehicles. And again, that comes down to what can the city do versus what can we, if not enforce, encourage, or incentivize the community to do as well.
When you say net zero by 2050, are you talking city operations, or are you hoping for the whole city, the community?
Well, part of internally, we're looking at city operations, but the plan that we're doing is a community energy and emissions plan. So once again, it's going to have actions for both city and the community. So, you know, in the next few decades, we're going to be looking for changes in industry, changes in incentives, funding opportunities for things like, you know, electric vehicles, home retrofits, things like that, to help encourage the community to make those changes as well.
What's been the reaction from the public for EarthCare Sudbury?
We get lots of great feedback in terms of, well, the way that we get feedback often is, you know, people might just call 311 and ask environmental question and ask for EarthCare. So then we're recognizing people know they can come to us with questions. And again, we may not have the answers, but we can help direct them to the organizations or the departments that might have the answers. We also have a little segment on our local CTV news called EarthCare Minute. So people will see us on TV, myself and my supervisor, or people that are part of the segment, and be like, oh, we saw you on the EarthCare Minute. And so it's nice to hear that people are recognizing the EarthCare Minute and having that connection with the city, and know that there is someone at the city that's trying to get this message out. And so, yeah, it's nice to have that support from the community. And through social media and things like that, we often get comments or questions, and our programs to the schools, the teachers really appreciate some of the programs we can help connect them with or provide for the schools.
Great. I think a lot of people are always looking for where to look for answers to their questions. Mm-hmm. Are you aware of any other public engagement models similar to EarthCare Sudbury anywhere else?
There are a lot of environmental or sustainability offices in municipalities, but as you mentioned, not all of them have both that inward and outward looking mandate. So a lot of the sustainability offices that I've talked to in municipalities is more inward, and how can the municipality make change. But there are some examples that I can think of. Thunder Bay, for example, they have an EarthCare Thunder Bay. And theirs is quite, theirs is, it's different, but, you know, we do communicate back and forth to say, okay, what's working for you and what are you working on? And they do have a different model than ours with different types of working groups. I'm not as familiar with Toronto's Live Green program, but they have a kind of a business program to help with businesses who are trying to showcase their environmental efforts. But no, it's from my understanding, there aren't too many across Canada anyway. We're part of the ICCLI program, Partners in Climate Protection, or PCP program. It's a milestone program, and I know we were one of the early adopters and participants of the program, but it's nice to see more and more communities across Canada coming on board with it and working towards their own sustainability plans and programs.
Now, I'm assuming that you like your model and you would suggest other communities copy it. What can you say to them?
I think that it's so important to have the one-on-one conversations with partners. You know, when you sit down and tell them, we're here to help understand what your goals are and what are some of your barriers. And I think it's really important to have those, like, find that champion within the organization and sit down with them and help keep their momentum, because we don't want all those candles to burn out when they are, you know, finding an uphill battle within their own organization. We want to let them know that we're here to help.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if people want to find out more about EarthCare Sudbury, where can mm-hmm. they go to find out?
Well, we do have a Facebook page. It's EarthCare Sudbury, and we have our website is greatersudbury.ca/earthcare.
All right. Jennifer Babkin-Fansky, thank you very much for joining us on Earth Matters.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Lawson Hunter here, host and producer of Earth Matters. I wanted to thank all the listeners of Earth Matters for your continuing support. As always, please feel free to send us your comments, suggestions, and thoughts on topics and people we should look at for future programs. I'd also like to encourage you to like, rate, and share Earth Matters with others so that our work can reach a larger audience. Thanks for listening.